Come in. Hi there. Take a seat. Could you please shut the door behind you? Thank you. First, how are you? Good. Good. That's good. Well, I'm not sure if you know why I've called you in here today, but... Well, I'm not sure if you know why I've called you into my office today, but, let me just start by saying that this is my least favorite part of my job. I'm really sorry to say that we're gonna have to let you go. Unfortunately, I think our needs as a company are misaligned with your abilities. You're extremely dedicated, though, and, you know, over these past few months, I've really admired your desire to learn. And I want you to know that I respect you, as does everyone here at this company, as a colleague. Well, as a subordinate, technically. But anyway, you'll need to go ahead and gather up your things and hand off all of your projects by the end of the day. Will that be a problem? Oh. I'm sorry, but the decision has already been made. In fact, there's someone already working on a job listing to hire someone new. I know this is an incredibly difficult position to be put in, but I'm afraid it's just... Excuse me? You're begging? Begging me not to fire you. I understand, I'm sure you do need this job, but your performance simply wasn't good enough. That's not something that can be changed now. I don't see how I could possibly give you a second chance. The work is critical, and it needs to be done correctly. What was that? You'll do anything. Sorry, what exactly are you getting at here? No, you're implying that there's something you can do for me in exchange for having your job back. That's considered bribery, as far as I know. Is that what you're doing? You're attempting to bribe me with... What, exactly? Anything. You keep saying this word, but I think I need to hear specifics. What exactly are you willing to do to keep your job? Get on your knees and beg. That's entertaining, to say in the least, but it's not enough to give you back your job, no. Although you do look quite nice on the floor, I think you'll have to come up with something a bit more impressive than that. Oh, you'll be my personal assistant. Good try, but I've already got one of those. You'll be useful to me. Okay. In what way? Come on. Say it. I know you're thinking it. So just say it. You want to be my free use office slut. Is that right? I thought so. Well, I appreciate your eagerness, but that's not a position I just hand out to anyone. I mean, you would need to prove to me that you're actually capable of being that. You want to prove it to me? All right, then. Well, the floor is yours. Tell me exactly how you would serve me as my office slut. And crawl to me while you do it. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Interesting. Yes, that's it. Just sit right there at my feet. Now look up at me. It's a little cramped under my desk, isn't it? But you don't mind, do you? So, to recap, you would come to me at any point throughout the day when I summon you, and you would immediately do exactly as you're told. Okay. What if I was on a phone call? An important conference call with international investors, let's say. Would you, without hesitation, crawl beneath my desk, unzip my pants, or lift up my skirt and put that pretty mouth to good use? Would you lick my clit without a word? Swirl your tongue through my pussy and lap up all of my wetness? Yeah? Would you let me come all over your mouth without complaint? And I won't have to hold back? I could just let go and make a mess all over? I could treat your mouth just like a hole to fill? A hole for my cum? It is tempting, I have to say. I do like the way you look, down on your knees, looking up at me. You look like you would do just about anything I tell you to. I like that. But what if I were feeling more intense? Would you let me fuck you with my strap on anytime I want? Yeah? Would you bend over my desk for me and let me put it anywhere? Any hole of yours that I want to fill up, you would let me? You would let me use you like a little toy that I can take off the shelf and put away whenever I feel the desire? Yeah? You would, huh? Wow. You must really want your job back, huh? Okay. Before I agree to letting you be my office slut, I'm gonna just have to see how good you are with that mouth. And then I'll decide if you're worth hiring. I'll decide if you're worth even being a cum hole for me to fill up. So go ahead. Get started. Yes, there you go. You can slide my panties down. Show me that you want to be good for me. Use your tongue to show me that you can be good and obedient. Oh, yeah, that's good. I'm gonna put my hand right on top of your head. I'm gonna guide you where I want you. That's good, yeah. Oh, fuck, yes. Suck on my clit. There you go. Fuck. I'm impressed. You do know how to use your mouth. In fact, you're much better at this than you are at your job. Mm. Mm. faster now. Oh, that's right, yes. Just oh, right there, right across my clit, yes. Yes. Oh, God, you're good. Oh. Oh, I'm gonna squeeze my hands around your hair. Oh, that's good. You like being my slut? Yeah, you too? Oh, you are very dedicated, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna rock my hips against your mouth. I'm gonna just fuck your mouth a little bit. Oh, damn it. Oh, keep going, keep going. Hello? No, no, I said those reports are due today, not next week. No, you're just gonna have to do them. I'll need them at my on my desk by the end of today, yes. Yeah, I'm fine. Just keep working on them and do it quickly. Yes. No, by 4 o'clock at the latest. Right. Okay, goodbye. Oh, fucking hell, you're good at this. Oh my god. None of my previous office sluts have ever made me almost break. Oh god, fuck, you're gonna make me come. And you want me to come on your face, right? Yeah, you'll open your mouth wide for me and let me come all over that tongue. Yeah? Good. Oh, I know you'll be nice and obedient, won't you? Yeah, you like being obedient. Makes you feel good, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh god, you're my slut, aren't you? Oh, fuck, you are my free use slut I get to use whenever I want. Isn't that right? You just want me to feel good, don't you? Oh, yeah? Yeah, you'll do anything to make me feel good? Oh, yeah? Oh, come on. Oh, a little faster. Faster, come on. Oh, I'm close. Oh, I'm getting there. Oh, I'm so close to coming all over that mouth. I'll say that you're a slut. I'll say it again. Oh, that's right, you're my slut. You are my office slut. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come, go faster, faster. Oh, shit, shit. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, right into your mouth. Oh. How was that? How did that taste? Yeah, it was delicious. Oh, you want to clean up my pussy? Yeah, lick up any cum that's left? Oh, there you go. Oh, so eager. Very good. All right, you can come up. Yeah, stand up. Let me look at you. You did really well. Better than I was expecting, I have to say. Yes, I think it's safe to say that you have saved your job. I mean, your old position, someone will fill, but your new position as my office slut, yes, I think you've more than earned that title. You should be proud. This is an accomplishment. Yes, you did very good. Now, I have a lot of work to get done, so what I want you to do is, here, take this. Hold on. This is my special toy that I only give to my office slut, okay? You see it? This is a vibrating butt plug. Have you ever used one before? Well, I want you to go to the bathroom. Clean it off. Make sure it's nice and clean. I want you to put this inside yourself. You're gonna wear it for as long as you can handle it, okay? That's your reward for doing so well, all right? But you're gonna have to be careful. If you're not used to it, you could very easily slip up. Someone might notice. We can't have anyone noticing any of this, right? That's right. All right. Very good. I will reach out to you later today. You'll have to sign some paperwork for your new position. Other than that, you are free to go. I'll message you if I need anything else from you. Bye.